Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling. Rocking with my best friend and the time will never end. Pick your brain for the convo that we normally keep within. Logging in, you just say when. Rocking fashion for the trend. It's a vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. A vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend.
This call is being recorded.
Yo.
Can you hear that white man when he says that?
What white man?
Oh, I guess not. So anytime you answer, the prison voice comes on. This call is being recorded.
Dang, they don't warn me, but they warn you as if you're not the person that's recording?
That's funny. Ooh,
that
I like it.
They don't warn.
It is. That's a little sketchy. That's how you get people.
Mm-hmm, that's a little sketchy. Hmm. Yo, what's up? This is our first long distance recording, and I'm not a fan already.
Hell yeah, that's why I sound like we're doing an interview from opposite ends of the globe.
Because we dang near are.
Dang near. I'm
in the episode 4.5.5.
I'm in the 30335. ATL, I think. I don't know where I am. I'm in Georgia somewhere. Pretty sure it's ATL. Yeah, man, I guess it's going to have to be 4.5.5?
Yeah, man, it's looking ugly.
Yeah, this sucks, dog. So, like, we talking
we
through...
We have a two-hour episode, though, when we do lose back up.
We talking through six-inch glass right now.
Talking what?
We talking through six-inch glass right now, like we in prison.
Mm-hmm. Pick up the phone. Hello.
Yeah, come on. Give me the fist pound on the window. Jesus. It's tragic.
Yeah, this is terrible, man, but we got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, we do.
So, where you at, Beth? What's going on? If you listen to the last episode, you know where he is, but just in case you didn't.
I'm at this damn extended stay in Atlanta, and this hotel is busted, boy. Jesus. As soon as I walked in my room, it was a foul odor. And I'm like, what is going on? And come to find out, it was like standing water in the kitchen sink or whatever, and it was gnats over there and everything.
You didn't tell me this. We didn't talk 90 times. You didn't even tell me.
Cause I be trying. Listen, I don't be trying to deal with stuff. I just be like, I just roll with the punches, you know. I picked up some Lysol. I ran the hot water. I told the front desk about it, little stuff like that. And the smell, it dissipated. So you know, it's all good. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. So for those that don't know, I'm here for training. I'm here for work, your boy trying to make that paper, that cheddar cheese, that guac, that guacamole. And
he's not spit all in the phone, dang.
Yeah, you're right. I need to wipe it off because I definitely, yeah, luckily it's water resistant. But so yeah, man, I'm just out here training. I'm out here for, it was 26 days, but what we knock out, 5 days, 6 days? So
barely.
I'll be back. Right, burrowing, because I'm over here hurting. I'm homesick. I get back November 21st, something like that. So, and it's Halloween. Happy Halloween, guys. Happy Halloween, Bresty.
Okay.
Yeah,
happy
man.
Devil's Day.
Happy Satan's birthday. That's what I call it.
If you grew up in the church, this is what Grandma told you. We ain't celebrating Satan's holiday. We're going to Halloween
night.
Come on,
bro. I can't dress up as my favorite superhero and eat candy. I don't understand.
Mm-mm, that's the devil's holiday. We're going to Hallelujah night.
I guess. No, the Mexican version. The Mexican version is worse, ain't it? Don't they got like Day of the Dead or something?
Yeah, but I don't think that's on Halloween.
Yeah, and that's another thing. It's not on Halloween. They got their own day.
Yeah, Dia de los Muertos.
But ain't it like their version or something? And I heard it was like, you know, way more satanic.
What? Day of the Dead was to celebrate the ancestors that had passed on.
See, now I thought that was a different holiday, so I'm tripping.
Possibly, or maybe I'm crossing wires here, but I'm pretty sure the Day of the Dead is that.
Because don't they make like that loved one's favorite meal and they all sit around the table?
Yep, and then they put, like on Coco, they put their pictures on a frienda.
I didn't watch that.
Why? How do you not watch Coco?
Because I don't even know what it is.
Okay, so when you come home, we're going to sit down and watch Coco because I'm not about to play with you.
Do we have to?
Hell yeah. We do. You can have your little, caramel popcorn, whatever you need, but you go sit your ass down and watch Coco. How do you not watch Coco?
Wait. Okay. So, damn. That's okay. I don't know what I was thinking of then, because I am familiar with that holiday. Yeah. They like celebrating, like their past loved ones or something. And yeah, you right.
Yeah, you.
I don't know what. I must be thinking of, maybe it ain't Hispanic. It's somebody. Maybe it's, I don't know, the Muslims or something. Somebody got something. Well, yeah.
Put all that to say happy Halloween.
Oh, yeah, moral of the story. Happy Halloween, hoes.
Best.
Sorry. So,
here you go.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just ready to go. I'm doing well, though, in training. Shoot.
Yeah,
hell yeah, I'm out here killing the game. You know me.
You having a better time than I am, bro. Because life is hard. Life over here trying to kick my ass. trying to Mike Tyson me.
Well, I know the whole vehicle situation, but what else? Is that it?
And then Eli, of course, busting his head. My kid was watching Tarzan and fell off the couch and had to get stitches. So,
he was trying to do what Tarzan did?
No, he actually wasn't even jumping. He was just like leaning forward. I don't know what he was doing. He was leaning forward and then just lost his balance and fell.
Mm.
I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
So that was my first parent scare. That was crazy.
Woo! You funny. Hopefully, not first of many, but you know, you do have a young fella, a young lad, a young boy. So, hey, rough,
not a
man.
Young boy. They really are. He really think he's Tarzan though. So, yeah, I hope it's not the first of many because my heart can't take it. I was in there crying more than him.
Yeah, you dramatic.
Okay, watch your mouth. Don't do this. People don't know me.
Oh, my bad.
You would never call me dramatic. Tell me what you really feel. Dang, you get on here and act crazy.
What I really feel, I've been calling you dramatic since 2010. What you mean?
I don't recall.
Oh, okay.
I don't recall. Yeah,
know.
Man, that's all, man. So my vehicle got sold, my brand new whip, and then my kid want to bust his head open. But we still here, though.
Oh. Yeah, but he was straight shortly after.
Yeah, he was jumping off the chairs in a damn ER.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, man. He good. Don't worry yourself to death.
He wiped my tears when I was crying. He said, "You okay?" I'm like, "No, are you okay?" This ain't about me right now. Focus on you. And here you go. You okay? So concerned.
Exactly. Well,
I mean, that's all it's
for me. Well, you know, turn that those lemons into lemonade.
Always. You know me.
Always. Yeah, man. You I don't know. I want to ask you something, but I can't ask you on here.
Takes me. don't get out of line on here, okay?
I know, I be trying, bro. But you
this call is recorded.
But I be trying to be good, man. You know what I want to ask you? Like, did you make it better? Did you relieve your stress? Never mind. You know what? I'm a chill.
Don't do that.
I'm a chill.
No.
Let me just relax.
Yeah, please. How about you do that?
So
we're not gonna come out here, okay?
So what's the entree on the menu today?
Yeah,
got the appetizers out the way.
Keep it right on moving past that subject. You know what I did. Look at my eyes.
Right, exactly. Roll them.
So yeah, first things first, emails, man.
Okay, you got it.
I got it?
Yeah, you got it. I'm over here playing 2K, man.
Here you go. You're supposed to be focused. Anywho, so first email came from my boy Marcus from the Things People Don't Say podcast. So hit them up. He said, what's good, best friends? This is Marcus once again. Love the new episode as always. He said, before I get into it, E, how don't you like caramel popcorn? Pause. I can handle it, just a couple kernels, but I just don't like it. It's just too much. I'm not going to even get back into it. But no, y'all, for real, I can't. He said, then you don't like pancakes either. Yeah. He said, I don't know if we can be cool anymore after that. So, yeah, I'll eat pancakes. Bet you know this. We done been to IHOP a thousand times. I'll eat them, but I don't prefer them. I prefer French toast or waffles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, donkey, I love waffles.
Right.
And don't tell me that's the same thing because I'll fight you.
No, that's definitely not the same.
It's definitely not the same thing. He said, Kelly J, I'm kind of with you on the brownies. I eat them from time to time, but I prefer the blondie over the brownie. That sounds like you.
So, that's funny, because I didn't mention that on that episode, but I love the blondies, man. Applebee's, before they got rid of it, had a really, really good one. It was a blondie, and then it had vanilla ice cream on top with caramel drizzle and a cream cheese icing, and it had sugar-coated pecans on it. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Lord. Man, I'm mad they got rid of it. I think they got rid of it. But, yeah.
No, they changed it.
Is that what it is?
They changed.
Changed it to what?
They changed it with so now I got caramel and apples. But before, it just had the maple sauce that you put over the top.
Wait, so they still got the blondie?
Yes. Remember, we ate it. We ordered it. It had the caramel and the apples. Have that white sauce.
I thought they got rid of it since then, though.
They did, but people complained so much, they brought it back.
Interesting.
Yeah, okay. So we want Applebee's when you get back. That's what I heard.
I mean, shoot, I'm on my way. What you thought? Sizzling caramel.
Look, okay, we are on the tangent. We supposed to be reading Marcus's email.
Oh, shit. My bad. Go ahead.
Okay, Aries.
Blondies all day, bro.
You hear me?
What'd you say?
You acting like Aries.
I know. My bad.
Aries, I love you. Just so you know. Okay. Keeping it moving. He said, the hairstyle I hated on women is those quick weaves that look like carpet.
Oh.
He said, seeing that shit irks my soul. Also, the haircut y'all are referring to on Yellow Beezy is called the Bessemer cut. We used to rock those back in 98, 99. Marcus, leave those there, okay? I've seen you lately, and I don't think you got the Bessemer, but please, don't bring it back. Leave that. And, yeah, the Quick Weave, not a fan. I mean, if that's what you into, I guess, why not? But
yeah. What defines a hairstyle as a quick weave? Is there a long weave? Is there an extended weave? What defines
so
it as a quick
weave? It's just a quick weave has nothing to do with the length.
Time?
It has everything to do with the time that it takes to do it. So a sew-in is when you actually get the hair sewn into your hair. Quick weave is just a wig cap over your braided hair, and then the tracks are glued down. So it's just a quicker version of a sew-in, basically. That's why they call it a quick weave, because it takes literally half the time that it takes for, like, a sew-in or something.
But it don't look as good, and that's what Marcus is referring to?
No, just some people get the real shortcuts, and then the quality of hair don't get as good. I've seen some bomb quick weaves. But it just depends on who you go to, the type of hair you use, stuff like that.
Oh. But what Marcus, you know, the chicks, they get it and they end up looking like a Brillo pad.
Yeah, looking like a welcome mat.
Oh. Okay.
All right, we're about to get into your favorite part. Look, we got to get back to his email. He said, I got a song for y'all to check out. It's Loner featuring her, Make the Most. It's currently on rotation and repeat on my Vibe to Me playlist. So you can go ahead and tell them how you feel about that song.
Man. Okay. Big dog. I want to personally say thank you for putting me on to that joint, because as soon as I read that email, and actually I think I told him this, because I actually responded to the email because I wanted to get right back to him. I played that song as soon as I read that email, and I listened to it probably for the next 2 hours straight, just on repeat. That song is something special. That is a vibe, man, I'm telling you. And what's the name of it again, Bess, for the people?
It is Make the Most by Loner, L-O-N-R, featuring her.
Mm-hmm.
Make the Most.
Yes,
the
y'all
vibe,
go check
y'all.
That. I'm telling you, that vibe, y'all gonna appreciate that. With that being said,
we were talking about it, though. Yeah, go ahead, my bad.
No, you good. With that being said, Marcus, please send me some more songs off that playlist. Yeah, because he mentioned it being on like a, what'd he say? What kind of playlist did he say? Yeah, Vibe to Him or whatever. Please, dog, send me some more songs off that playlist, man, because you on the right track with that. So, much love.
He sent me two more songs, too. I'm going to send them to you. Or I think, no, one more song. He sent another song to me that was super dope, and I'm going to send it to you. So he said, so I got a few questions we'll be going over on the next episode of his Things People Don't Say podcast. Again, please check them out. They're hilarious. They're raw. And they're a vibe for real. So check them out. It says, should men make women pay for the D? Not directly, like take us on dates and spend money on it. You want to answer that?
You want to go first?
Hell no.
Okay. I don't know that I have much to say about it, especially since the women that – okay. Well, let me start off by saying this. I don't know that I really date like the normal definition of dating is. Like, if we dating, then we talking. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense. And I'm feeling you. And the type of women – and I don't know, it just so happens to be this way, but the type of women that I usually end up talking to, they're independent and they're giving and they're selfless, and they like treating me just as much as I like treating them. So they will pull out, you know, their wallet. And of course I'd be like, no, and then they'll fight me about it. Like, no, you got dinner or you got it last time. And, so yeah, I just, you know, let her do her thing. I'm like, okay, you know, only if you're sure, I appreciate it. But, you know, just that's fine. I don't mind sharing or going back and forth, da da da. Because I'm all about that. I'm all about that 50-50, you know, equal opportunity dating. I like it. And so, yeah. But as far as the question goes, it's a noble idea, but we all know that that P is power, if you know what I mean. And, you know, fellas, I'm sorry, but if D was a stock, it would plummet. I mean, we just throw it out. There's no value to it, you know. So it's a good thought. It's a good thought, but ain't no woman gonna be paying for no D, not for real. Because if she don't get it from you, you know, and she got to pay, she could just get it from somebody else for free. Like, I don't know.
You hear me?
Say what?
I said, you hear me?
Right. What you think? What you got for it? That's my spiel.
So, yeah. I feel like a lot of men do not make women, you know, take them on dates, spend money on them, whatever. It's not as big of a requirement as it is for women. And I feel like it should be. No, it should be. You know, like,
wait.
But, huh?
Wait. Give me an example. Like, what do you mean? Like, make them.
That's what the question says. I'm saying that doesn't happen often. And I was about to explain. So I feel like if a dude is in control of, like, well, just some people I have encountered, if they're in control of, like, the whole date or whatever with a woman, they might do dinner, movie, you know, some fun, you know, whatever fun activity, something like that. Sometimes when it's reversed and it's kind of left up to the woman, they take the lax route.
So,
I mean, it's kind of, I don't know. I've seen it both ways. I've seen women be lax and just want to do something in the house or chill or whatever. So I've kind of seen it both ways. I feel like it should be equal. I feel like y'all both should be taking each other out on dates, you know, doing that little cute stuff, whatever, if y'all are both equally pursuing each other. But a lot of times I've noticed that people don't equally pursue each other. It's kind of one person doing the more, you know what I mean? Kind of doing more of.
So, again, I think the general answer to that question is I really think it just depends on who you dating. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I've randomly been sitting around and I, you know, I've had a woman hit me up like, hey, you know, I want to feed you, or hey, let's go do this or something like that. You know what I'm saying? On some
right.
cute stuff. So I think I know that it does happen. I know that women have treated me to certain things, you know, because, you know, they were feeling me, or not necessarily because they wanted something from me as far as sexual, because, I mean, if I'm feeling you, you can get that anyway. You ain't got to buy me nothing. You know what I'm saying? So
here you go.
Yeah, man. So I don't know. That's an interesting
situational.
Thought.
Situational.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, very circumstantial. Yeah, easily.
Yeah. The second question says, also, why do women push monogamy but can't handle a man with a high sex drive? He says, all right, once again, I love what you guys are doing. He said, thank you again, Eve, for being on the podcast. Kelly J, you got to join us as well. So, yes, I was on the latest episode they had of their podcast, and we were talking about... Here my dog go. We were talking about if it's okay for women to be crazy. Hold on, guys.
having audio difficulties over there. Y'all have to excuse her. Told you, man, this distance thing sucks. And she got a nice little dog. Ace is he's mixed. He's a boxer and a lab. And he be going nuts. Speaking of, they need to get his nuts clipped. Cause he don't be know how to act, boy.
Okay, all right.
Oh my
so,
bad.
Yeah,
oh,
I heard all of that. So we definitely have to get him neutered because he be tripping. But yes. So to go back to that question, why do women push monogamy but can't handle a man with a high sex drive? What women? That's my question to that.
What do you mean, what women?
Like, what women push monogamy but can't handle a man with a high sex drive?
Plenty.
So I'll let you tackle that then, if you know plenty, because I don't.
No, you started it off. I'm trying to figure out what women you know. You understand what he's asking?
Yeah, it says, yeah. Because basically he's saying, like, the idea of monogamy is basically, like, what this question is asking, like, why do women want to be in a relationship with one other person if they're not going to basically want to have sex all the time like a man wants to?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting from it. And you're saying every woman you know wants to have sex all the time.
I'm saying most of the women I know, yes.
Gotcha.
Now, if she's not, there's something that is lacking on the man's side.
You think so?
I know so.
That's bold. Wait.
Call what you want, man. It's amazing.
No. Time out. Clarification. You're saying out of the women you know or out of every woman in the world?
No, I'm not saying every woman in the world. I don't know what every woman in the world would like. I'm just speaking strictly from the women I know or my speaking
okay.
from myself.
Got you, because I was about to jump down your throat, boy. Okay.
No, you wasn't. About to.
Oh trust me, I was coming for you. Yeah, okay.
Listen, no, you wasn't, Mr. OnlyFans. We're not going to do that.
Hey, people agree with me.
I'm saying that there are plenty of women who, one, don't strictly want monogamy. There are certain women who don't want to be in a relationship because they like to talk to different men or sleep with different men or whatever the case. There are women out there that do that. And also there are women who are monogamous that do like to have sex a lot.
Okay.
So
I agree.
I mean, you just should find the right woman. So if you are in a monogamous relationship with someone, I'll give you an example. If you are in a monogamous relationship with someone and y'all sex drive used to be super high and now it's not, I guarantee you there's a reason as to why it's not. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, it just don't kind of turn off and on like that.
Okay.
So it's not that women are pushing that. It's, this is what it is, and then something changes to where it's not like that anymore.
Yeah, but that's a completely different situation. He's talking about for those women who don't want sex all the time for one reason or another. And yes, there could be an underlying issue as far as she's not as emotionally attached to him as, you know, she once was or as she would need to be for that. Okay, cool. But that's different. I think that's different from what he's saying.
Yeah, and I can see how that could be different from what he's asking. But that's just my take on it. I feel like there are a lot of women, like I said, that are monogamous that do have a sex job to match, or you know, or vice versa. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure why women do push that and then don't want sex. But if we saying that, then that means like that. That sex is like them or everything in a relationship. You know what I'm saying?
It's not everything, but it's up there, and it's absolutely required. No, I'm saying that's not my opinion. That's a fact. Like, it's like that's studies show that.
There you go. Studies show.
Okay. Can I tell my story? Can I tell my side?
No, come on, Dr. Phillips.
Listen, studies show. I'm serious. Look it up, people. Studies show that a healthy sexual relationship is required. You know what I'm saying? And for success, for a successful relationship overall. So, yeah, man. I to piggyback off something that you had mentioned, two things. Again, I don't know. In my experience, every woman I've been with, I ain't gonna lie, she wanted it more than I did. You know, I don't know what the reason was, but man, you know, I'm tired. I work a lot. Yeah, okay, well, maybe I do, but I'm not gonna stroke my own ego. I'm tired. I work a lot. I like it just as much as the next man, but I just don't need it all the time. Not all the time. Like, you know, I want to enjoy other parts of the relationship too. So a few times a week is cool. You know, 3-4 times a week, that's cool. People want to do it every night. I mean, you know, to each his own. But that's a lot. You know, and we got kids and just.
We got kids. That's what I was about to say.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we got kids. We got careers. Like.
So what is a high sex drive? This is, you should ask Marcus. What do you consider a high sex drive? That's what I need to know.
But that's the thing. Like, well, yeah, that is a good point. So I would like to pose that question for him. But if you ask me, which I would, you know, be inclined to say that he would agree with this. If you ask me, a high sex drive is, you know what? That there could be a range. You're right, because I'm sure. I've run into people who want it a few times a day, every day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So there's high, and then there's high as hell. Or, like, you own something, you need to go sit down somewhere. but to me, a high sex drive is everything. You know, to me, a high sex drive is 6 times a week. To me, that's a high sex drive. But also, I'll say, if there is a guy out there who has a high sex drive and his woman doesn't match that, unless she's just sexually shy, if you will, but more on like a permanent level, or maybe like a little bit of a prude, unless that's the case, I feel like, and again, to piggyback off what you said, I think the guy has a lot to do with that, because if you stimulate that woman emotionally well enough, I guarantee she will match your sex drive. She will want it as much as you do, because that's how women that's how they connect with you. You know, we as guys, we cool with just the physical. You know what I'm saying? Like, we see something, we be like, oh yeah, you know, I could lay down with that. Most women ain't like that. They need some type of emotional or mental connection with you before they can even think about taking their drawers off. You know what I'm saying?
Unless you're Chris Brown.
Unless you're, well, no, yeah.
But come on now. I don't give a damn what his IQ is.
Best, I'm telling you, I've had conversations.
And neither do the next woman, you know? Just like,
yeah,
you made that point, but hey.
I've had conversations with women, and I've named, you know, some of the most popular guys in the world, and they're like, I mean, yeah, it'd be cool to talk to them or be in the room, same room with them. I'm attracted to them, but I don't know him like that. I ain't about to just lay down with him. You know what I'm saying? And then you also have to think, though, Bess. Chris Brown has music, though. Chris Brown has expressed himself through his words. So a lot of women think they know him. I don't know if that's the real him or whatever. But a lot of women have that emotional connection. So you got to think about that too.
Okay, that's a good point. That's a good point. That's a really good point. Because using that same logic, there are a lot of attractive actors that play terrible parts in movies.
Right.
That make them like ass, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
So, yeah, Marcus, hit us up. Let us know what y'all consider high. And yeah, we can chop it up about that.
You know, one last piece of advice. I think if you put it down well enough, she's gonna want it all the time. I mean, I'm just, you know, I don't, whatever.
All right, next email.
You know, this is my little farewell, my little last piece of advice. You know,
for you. Next email is from Bianca. Hey, girl.
Hey.
She said, hey, Kelsa E. She said, first things first, I agree with Kelsa on the brownies. She did the side eye emoji. That's a mess. Out of all these years I've known you, I've never known that. And you could have kept it to yourself. Terrible.
Listen,
how do you not like brownies? I don't understand.
I am loving the fact that all these people are coming out the woodworks. They just had to peek around the corner to make sure that the coast was clear. Well, the coast is clear, my people. Let's flood them. Brownies, there's nothing special about them. I'm so proud of y'all. It just took – listen, I will be the Harriet Tubman of the cancel the brownie movement. I'm perfectly okay with that. Come with me, my people, and I will lead you to the promised land.
Absolutely not. All three of y'all can call in and be in y'all little country together because
I'm proud of y'all. I love the fact that y'all are brave and bold enough, my beautiful black brothers and sisters. Let's do this. Stand together.
That's enough.
Right,
can we finish the email?
Go ahead.
Off your soapbox. She said they aren't my favorite and I for sure can live without them. She said, now if I had to eat one to save my life, if it was a full moon or something, sure, why not? She said, however, Kills, I know the ancestors are ashamed. Craft over baked macaroni. Nah, buddy, you out of control.
Whatever.
Not whatever.
That's my response.
So had, this is definitely going to be the email episode, Bess. So she said, here are two questions for you. What is or are some deal breakers in a relationship? We'll start with that one first, and she got one more.
Man, how much I got?
That's why as soon as I seen that question, I said, okay, this is going to be an email episode.
Bess, do I have a lot of deal breakers in all seriousness?
I don't think so.
Okay, I don't think so either.
Because I don't have a lot, but they're big.
I don't think you have a lot either. I think the ones that we have, though, is just they're common. They're typical. They're of course not, you know?
Right.
So, I don't know. What are some of yours? Give me some not so common ones, though. You know what I mean? If you can.
Okay, so you know this one, and I know it's super petty, but, and I really tried to not be like this, but feet is a big thing for me.
Uh-huh.
I don't like feet. I don't like feet. And if you as a man don't have somewhat tolerable feet, that's kind of a deal breaker. Like, because not only do I not like them, but now I got to look at them. And you don't want to take care of them. You don't want to hygiene in general is a big deal breaker. But feet particularly. Like, yeah.
Okay.
Bad feet.
So, I don't know how petty that is. Just because, like you said, hygiene, I think that's big. You can have ugly feet and do something about it. You know what I'm saying? Maylene will be happy to take care of you. So, I think that does speak towards, again, like you said, that person's upkeep or hygiene. So I don't think that that's too petty.
But what if they can't help? Like, what if there's something that they can't fix? Like, what
I mean,
if they can get a toenail polish or something, you would never know that toenail is brown or something under there. But men can't do all that. You know what I'm saying? Men can't. I mean, yeah, they can go get a pedicure, of course, but.
You know what, Bess? It's called a podiatrist. It's
Stop
doctor.
It. I don't care
it's
what
a,
you do.
I mean, that's real, though. I mean, at the end of the day, if he has an explanation where he just can't do nothing about it, okay, cool. But ultimately, how? How is that the case? Between
right.
Maylene and Dr. Gupta, you should be fine.
You were sick. You were sick, you know that? Okay. Dealbreaker number two is obvious, a liar. I can't do it.
Now, when you say dealbreaker,
I have done it. I don't want to do it again.
Okay, I was going to say, because we all been lied to multiple times.
Yeah, habitual. There we go.
Okay. A habitual lie.
It's brown. I'm looking at it. I'm telling you. Ooh, why are you lying? If you lie and it's pissing me off, I can't do it. Like, why are you lying about super shit?
Yeah, but habitual, that takes, figure that out. When I think deal breaker, I'm thinking like y'all having a conversation, they say something about themselves, and you just like, nope, gotta go. That's what I picture.
Yeah, I can see that. But it could also be a relationship deal breaker. You know what I mean? Like that's just.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I'm trying to think of what's a deal breaker like off top, like what you mentioned, like we kicking it, we. Having a conversation, like first dates I've seen, say something and I'm like, nope.
See, you more understanding than I am.
Right.
So,
look, go. You yours.
I think you'll let somebody make it to date number two way before I would, which is good. You know, I want to be like you when I grow up. But me and I ain't got time. My tolerance is low. I got all the patience in the world, but I ain't got much tolerance. You know what I'm saying? We only getting older. And ain't no point in me wasting your time. And definitely ain't no point in you wasting mine. There's certain things I just can't get with. And a lot of times, you got to look at the big picture. Because it'll be like, you know, you'd be like, oh, well, that don't seem too bad. Like, you know. And I'm just like, okay. But that will lead to this, that, and the third. You know, that's a whole lifestyle. Like, okay, I give you this. Smoking cigarettes or whatever. Yeah, a person could quit.
Yeah,
okay, they could, but are they? You know what I'm saying? And who am I? I don't want to come in and just change their whole lifestyle. You know? But that's a deal breaker. You can't smoke. You can't smoke nothing. I don't do it. You know? So, a lot of people, that's a plus. That's a bonus. You know, they get happy. Oh, you smoke? Yeah. Ooh, you know. Oh, man. Can't get with it.
Yeah, that's a complete no for you.
Yeah, man.
Especially
wise. Yeah. What's another one for me?
You don't like somebody that curses a lot either.
That's a deal breaker. We having a conversation and you sound like somebody's southern grandma who just got home from church and her house ain't clean, and all we doing is talking about those flowers over there in the garden. I can't get with that. Talking like a sailor.
Right.
I don't like a verbally aggressive woman. It's not sexy. It's not ladylike. Throws me off.
No, Samuel Jackson.
I don't like to feel intimidated or threatened every time you speak to me.
So let's see. I'm trying to think if there's any other one that's like off that. Cause now that I'm thinking, I'm like, damn, I am a little bit understanding. I don't like anybody with improper grammar. Like off bat, if you're talking to me and you sound real stupid.
Yeah. Not real stupid.
Real stupid. Using the wrong words for things, I'm like, you can't even get my number at that point. I'm gonna use a form of a sentence. If I gotta be like, huh? What do you mean? Nope. I'm going to just keep walking.
Right. Like, baby, what are you trying to say? I will help you find the word. Come on.
Sound it out.
Damn. Sound it out.
Yeah, I'm not going.
I don't blame you, man. I definitely got to be intellectually stimulated. That is a deal breaker. I'm not going to go as far as saying, hold on, I'm in the stairway. Let me get out this. Like, echoing. Sorry, I'm on the move.
No, we struggling this episode, man.
Hell yeah. I won't go as far. Okay, well, I will, but let me put it a different way. If I'm talking to you and, I mean, you can just tell just from talking to someone, like, what type of knowledge they have about certain things. And, damn, I'm about to lose my train of thought. Pretty much, I'm going to just say I got to be intellectually stimulated. And if I make, like, some type of reference and you don't catch it, and I'm not talking, like, movie or music, I'm talking, you know, education. And you don't catch it, then that's going to let me know, like, where you are, you know what I'm saying? Or if I throw out a few and I have to explain. So if I'm talking, you know, saying this, and then you stopping me every so often, like, oh, what's that? What does that mean? Da da da. Then it's just like, all right, I ain't about to do this all day. I ain't nobody's tutor.
Okay. So, yeah, intellectual stimulation is necessary. I feel you on that.
Definitely key.
Definitely what?
Definitely key.
Absolutely. I thought you said something else, but I got you. So I think that's about that covers it as far as like deal breakers. I don't like to be talked to aggressively. I'm yelling at me.
That's a deal breaker though?
Yelling at me?
Don't you get yelled at when you argue?
How we gonna make it anywhere you yell? What you yelling for?
I don't think I understand what you're saying.
What don't you understand? Aggressively talking. Yeah, like don't be super aggressive talking to me.
Give me an example.
Get your ass over here. Like, don't talk to me like that. Who talk to me? How we ever gone?
Gotcha.
How we gonna make it anywhere? Listen, woman, I'm talking. One of them be seen and not heard type of cats.
That's he abusive. Yeah, you better run. That's different.
Exactly. Notice the red flags, and that's one of them.
Okay, I got you.
Not on Leon. No, thank you.
Right. Yeah, that's a little different. You might want to get out of that.
Or not get into it.
Or not get into it. There you go.
So, and then her, so to wrap that up, and then her last question was, if you could create a concert, 5 dead or alive singers or bands, who would it be?
Damn, 5?
Yeah, 5.
That's
my concert would be random as hell.
Right. I'd be all over the place.
Tupac, Michael Jackson, Chris Brown. Who else? We need some women in there.
She said artists or bands?
Yeah, 5 live singers or bands.
Okay, and you got
the Gap Band, Ronald Isley, them.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to ponder on that one.
Yeah, we're going to have to take some time. We're going to have to do some homework and study for that test.
No, that's real. I just know Tupac got to be there.
If I could bring
anybody to do that. You said what?
I could probably draft one up real quick off top. Luther, Whitney, Eminem,
you're all over the map too.
Damn. Luther, Whitney, Eminem, Michael Jackson, and
Tupac.
Nah, I'm good on that. I had to think about that last one.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking
about
Luther too.
Yeah, I'd have to ponder on that. I got one more.
We're gonna come back to that.
Yeah, but I definitely got 4 for sure. I don't see that changing. Luther, MJ,
Whitney.
Whitney, thank you. Okay. Yeah. It'll come to me before the end of this episode.
Okay. So shout out to B. I appreciate you.
Always.
Now, our next email is the email I've been waiting on. Somebody to get you together. Somebody to let you have it. So Ty wrote in, and her email pretty lengthy because she had to catch up the episode. She's been super busy doing her cake thing. If you're in the Philly area, Treats by Ty on IG. There you go, sis, a little promo for you.
Hey.
So she said, so this is to piggyback off of episode, what is it, 4? The OnlyFans episode?
Yes.
All right. So Ty hitting us with a little stuff from episode 4. So she said, man, why do we as people have to associate women in the adult entertainment industry with daddy issues? Is it impossible to believe that women are able to do with their bodies what they want without a negative influence from their past, childhood? I would not prefer my partner or my family member to have an OnlyFans page, but sex sells. Women are out here making 6 figures and taking advantage of their resources. Folks can have the best upbringing and still choose to be entertainers. Hell, Trump had both parents and resources, and look at him. He is tax evaded sexual predator child. Anyway, so I'm going to stop there and let you rebuttal.
Okay, yeah. Okay, first part was, did it pop off with OnlyFans?
Yes. She said, okay. Why do we have to associate women in the adult entertainment industry with daddy issues?
Because that's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
Sorry. Get back to my room. Okay.
Hurry up, ma'am.
I know. I got a movie to catch by my lonesome. Okay. Daddy issues. Yeah. Listen. I didn't make the rules. I just played the game. At the end of the day.
Study show, no. Go ahead and say it.
Right. At the end of the day, no. Not every woman in the entertainment industry has daddy issues, and not every woman with daddy issues end up taking her drawers off and busting it open, you know, for money. Of course not. However, numbers don't lie. So, again, I didn't make the rules. I just know how to play the game. But then I feel like Ty kind of contradicted herself because she said she wouldn't want, or you know, a family member or something like that. What she said, having an OnlyFans. So it's just like,
yeah,
okay,
she said,
well,
she wouldn't prefer, but sex sells ass and titties. So they're using their resources.
She wouldn't prefer it, but she would support it. Is that what she's saying?
She didn't say she would support it. She just said she wouldn't prefer it, but they are making money because sex sells.
Well, that's my point. Either you're on board with it or you're not. You know, it sounds like you're kind of riding that fence. And, you know, teach its own. It is what it is. I'm not saying I'm looking down on anybody. That's not the case. I just feel like there's other ways to get your money. Yes, sex sells. That's fine. I get that. However, you don't feel like that a lot of these women are degrading themselves for money? You don't agree with that? That's all I'm saying. But, you know, teach his own.
What's all that? Right. All right. She said, I'm typing this message on my Android with a crying left face. Yep. She said, this is a 2-part email since I missed last week. My bad, y'all. I've been busy. She said, I got 99 problems and ain't none of them in my bank account. Hey, I feel that. I got 110 problems and ain't none of them in my bank account. She said, burlap had you confused for a second. She said, you got on a burlap shirt? You can't say burlap. I said, bet you mean burlap? Like, yeah. She said, a who? Then she getting on me. She said, who don't like caramel popcorn? Sis is tripping as well. I don't know if I can listen to this blasphemy anymore.
Mm-hmm. I told you. Told you twice.
Look at you. Oh, what did you say about hospice? She said, going to hospice by Kelly. What did you say about hospice?
Wasn't we talking about music? No. I said something was some type of food that they feed you when you on your way to hospice or something. I don't remember.
Yeah, I mean, you said, man, we got to run that back because I don't remember.
Yeah, I had to go back and listen.
And then she said, about the marriage topic, I think I know whether or not I can marry someone within a month or so. Not saying I'll be ready to tie the knot after 30 days. She said, shout out to the U-Haul lesbians. Are you ignorant? She said, but I know if I can see a future after a short period of time. My current relationship has been the best. We're approaching a year of togetherness, and I can't wait to make her my wife. Oh, I'll hurt y'all.
Damn, that's what's
you
up.
You had something to say about that?
For me?
Mm-hmm.
First off, congrats on a successful relationship. You deserve it.
Yeah, you do.
And, I wish y'all the best, for real, for real. I just need that invitation to the wedding. That's all I ask.
You hear me? Wear my Sunday's best. I'm still asking people what's their favorite color. Hell.
Man, legit. Yeah, that's dope. So, you know, that's first off.
What'd you say your middle name was?
Right. That timeline, that's a... I like that. You know within 30 days.
That's not a bad timeline, man, because I feel like I know a little sooner.
I feel like I know a little sooner, but at the same time, that's probably a better timeline or even a little longer because you still learning. Even if you're talking to this person every day, all day, it's still certain situations that's just not going to come up until y'all 3 months in, 6 months in. And then you never truly know someone until you live with them. So that's huge. So how they got married without shacking up back in the day, I get that it was frowned upon, but nigga, y'all had things backwards. You better live with that person before you say I do, because you don't truly know them yet. I'll put it like this. I'll tie my answer into ties. After I can live with a person for a month, I definitely know whether I can marry them or not, hands down. No questions asked. And that's it.
Yeah, I like that. I like the 30 days. Because I definitely agree on know how nobody is until you live with them. 150,000%.
Yeah, man.
Moving on. She's ending it with slides in an outfit, but listen, I just got my first pair of Crocs and I can't take them off. She said, I wear shoes when we go somewhere, but to Target, I'm wearing Crocs.
So Crocs over slides? Is that what she's saying?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
She's saying she can see how people wear slides, you know, all the time.
Interesting.
She ends it with, I love y'all. She said, my birthday next Thursday. Shout out to T-Nasty. She is my fellow Scorpio. Her birthday is the 5th, November 5th.
November 5th. So we probably won't have another episode out by then. So happy birthday, T-Nasty. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday.
Hey. What was that?
Oh, that was my prince.
Jesus. Enough is enough.
Oh, yeah,
it
yeah.
almost was okay. Little Richard.
Well, whoever you want it to be, that's who it was. Okay, well, I think she appreciated it. Happy birthday, big dog.
Happy birthday, sis.
Yeah, all of that good stuff. All of that happy stuff. Anyway, Bess, where we at? We at a smooth 59?
Yeah. and we only did it emails.
I mean, we get enough people hitting us back. We might be able to contribute these episodes to the emails, like one full episode. You feel me?
Yeah, I'm feeling it. I appreciate y'all for writing in and really flows the episode because we had an hour and
man.
We didn't touch our emails. So what I'm thinking is this is gonna be the email episode, and yeah, and we're gonna have to pick up with all our hit topics for another episode.
Because what y'all got to understand is that I get tired of talking to Beth all day. I want to talk to some of y'all, you know?
Excuse you. But so. You won't. All right. You better translate.
Look, I'm about to push a button. PSA, I'm accepting applications for a new
restaurant. Oh, you will not. You absolutely won't do that on here.
I'm gonna need your name. I'm gonna need a list of references for sure.
Not a list of references. They can have your ass free of charge if you wanna be like that.
Hey, Bez. Okay, real quick, and you gotta help me out with this. Do you remember the hash slinking slasher episode on SpongeBob?
Hell yeah, that's one of my faves.
So, look, this must crack me up. Remember when dude was finally walking in the restaurant and SpongeBob and Squidward was freaked out? You remember that?
And he just wanted to turn in his application.
Yeah, and then dude just wanted to turn in his application and they still freaking out holding each other. And then SpongeBob out of nowhere was like, do you have any references? You remember that? Dude, that scene cracked me up.
Oh, dude, the whole time he just had on that too big shirt. He said, I called earlier, but I got nervous.
Right.
Yeah, that was my ish.
Dog, old SpongeBob, man. You can't beat it, dude.
Classic.
Old SpongeBob was hilarious. That nigga said, do you have any references? Like, he was scared to death of this man. Everything went right back to normal.
he realized he was freaking out about nothing.
Hey, SpongeBob's the most loyal boy you would ever come across.
They don't make him like him no more.
Hell no. Anyway, what's up?
You want to hit on topics that we're going to hit on the next episode? What to look forward to?
Yeah, we could do that. But you still got quite a bit, ain't it, on the list?
Man, we got so much. So much is happening in the world, y'all. We got to talk about that iPhone 12 nonsense.
Oh, real quick, I want to say real quick, not to cut you off. Before next episode, we will have a new president, right? We'll know who the new president gonna be. We know Tuesday
not.
Night.
Oh, we're not recording again before then.
Before Tuesday night. Today is Saturday, Beth. That's 3 days from now.
Guess not, man.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be the last episode before November 3rd is what I'm saying.
Oh, shoot. I thought we was recording tomorrow. I thought this was just a little in between, but I guess not.
You want to put two episodes out, like, back, like, at once?
Yeah, man, we got a lot to talk about.
Okay,
one of them was about the election, shoot.
Okay, well, fine. Either way, we could do that too. Either way, vote. That's the point. Tuesday night, watch.
Please.
You know, I'm tuning in. I told Beth earlier when we had a private conversation that I'm gonna be watching it like a football game. You know, woo, get his ass. I'm gonna just see them numbers going up and down. You know, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're gonna hold him and pray together.
Yeah, for sure.
So we
Kumbaya.
Might.
Be
able to pray. I don't know. Don't,
you know,
I
gotta say, Beth, I don't know if they just real low-key about it, but I don't see nobody talking about voting for Trump. I just don't see how it's not going to be a landslide. Like I said, unless these people is just super low-key, which could very well be the case. I'm not naive, but, Beth, I just don't. And obviously, it ain't like, okay, well, who you following? Obviously, you know, your demographics. Like, no, I'm on, like, all these different websites, and I'm not talking just, like, my timeline and stuff. I'm just saying, like, across the board, as far as celebrities, everybody I feel like is endorsing Biden. And of course, you got some celebrities endorsing Trump and blah, blah, blah. And of course, you got all those business owners and, you know, millionaires. And I get all that. But I just feel like, you know, I just got a feeling it's going to be like a landslide, man, you know. But I did my part. Everybody else do y'all part. You know, vote. I did my early voting. A lot of people did do early voting, so that's good. But November 3rd, do your thing. Tune in. I think the polls close at 7 o'clock Eastern time, November 3rd. And the announcement is like 9 o'clock or something like that. It's supposed to be. And then, of course, you got the mail-in ballots, so they got to count all that. But either way, we should have a pretty good idea of who won Tuesday night. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. Okay, that's my spiel.
Are you finished?
Excuse you. You a hater.
No,
you need to get off the toilet. Can't nobody hear you? Audio already bad enough. What the hell you doing all the way in the background? Why you background singing right now? Bring your ass to the microphone.
In my back.
Oh wait. Oh, that's the aggressive speaking that you don't like. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, not a fan. Have to cut
you, well,
you
know
off.
What? Well, you know what? I ain't your nigga. Bring your ass to the microphone.
Can you hear me?
No, barely. Now we can. Rude.
That's so weird. So I got it hooked up to this JBL speaker. But I thought that the speaker is coming from my phone, so it's kind of weird to why it made me sound far away.
Well, where's your, oh, you had your phone with you?
Yeah.
But you wasn't, well, this, okay. So there might be a microphone on the speaker.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, dang, so the microphone been right here the whole time. You go hear Eric in the background.
What Fredroid, man? I'm gonna need him to make that noise, that JBL noise when they start.
I knew you was gonna ask for it. I knew you was.
Oh my gosh!
But no, so when we come back before the election or after? That's to be determined.
Okay. Well, either way,
depending on this audio, huh?
Yeah, and if you got more to say on it, then that's cool too. But I'm down. I'm in my hotel room. I ain't doing ish for the next 3 weeks. I don't know nobody down here. Hey, anybody listen to this? If y'all in or around the Atlanta area, hit your boy up. Hit me up on the email, bestfriendtalk@yahoo. Hit my line, 219-263-9772, ladies. And yeah.
Get your wife, dog.
Y'all know where I am. Shoot, I'm bored as hell. I don't know nobody out here. Please hit me up. We can go grab some food. We could do anything. You know, I just be needing some company, man. Going stir crazy in this hotel room. I told you I'm about to go see a movie by myself right now.
Right, that's why we gotta cut the episode short. It ain't even my fault, y'all. I had to talk to y'all about some shows. Lil Wayne endorsing Trump. That's some bullshit.
I don't feel right, man, giving the people this weak ass audio, this distance episode. It's rough. I don't like it. Well, y'all deserve better than this. That's all I'm saying.
We need to listen to it back, see what's up. And we can make a decision.
Yeah, as soon as we hop off here, I'm gonna send it to you, and then you can listen to it back to it while I'm watching my movie.
All right, cool. I'll do that. But you ain't going to listen to me anyway. When I say I don't like them, you're like, it's okay.
Yeah, because you'll be overthinking.
You know me.
But with this audio, I mean, no, I'm going to probably be inclined to agree with you on this one.
All right, well, so this might be a test run, but if it's not, we appreciate y'all for rocking with us.
Hell
we're
yeah.
We're doing good. We're doing
nothing. Yeah, we ain't. We actually... Gonna get a we got a famous comedian to listen to one of our episodes. We can get on that later. But yeah, we excited about that.
We might be
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that's big news. Just big news.
Yeah, we might be getting that young shout out. Hopefully we can get some more people following the podcast, we get some more emails, and we just all become one big happy family.
Relax.
No.
Yes.
Fine.
No, it's all good. I appreciate it as always. You got any sign-offs? You got all your nonsense out your system?
Hell yeah! I ain't thinking about these raggedy ass people.
Who?
The people listening.
Wow! Here you okay? Yep. Eric said, "Hang it up, turn it off."
I'm just playing.
Gotta excuse you. You don't know how to act.
I'm just playing.
F you. That's all they're gonna say.
Right, exactly. Click, they go unsubscribe. I'm just playing, y'all know. Yeah, man, the usual. You know, like I said, best friend talk at Yahoo. Hit us up, man. You know. Listen, if y'all don't know that at Yahoo has a .com after it, then please unsubscribe because you're not intellectually elevated enough to listen to this podcast. And we won't even be talking about nothing like that. So
are you serious? Yeah. What it could be .net, .gov.
Really? First off, it's in the info. When you click on Best Friend Talk, it's in our info somewhere in there. Secondly, you ain't never heard of no at yahoo.net, okay?
All right, man. Let me get off that. I'm just away. But, yeah, y'all know how to reach us. Call us, beep us if you want to reach us.
Kim Possible Voice.
Okay. Until next time.
Until next time.
Peace.
Later.